The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe, Chaber Sefer Shvilei Tzion, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara in Nazir Yud Gimel Amar Aleph says, "Ba minei Rav Abba Merav Huna, Hareini Nazir l'chashiyi eliben, v'hipila ishtei v'hifrish karben v'chazer v'yolda mahu." Rav Abba asked the following question from Rav Huna. If someone says that I will become a Nazir when I have a son, and then his wife is Mapel of Lod, and he's mafresh a karban nevertheless towards his naziris, and then his wife goes and gives birth. What's the din? Before we get to the Gemara's Shaila and the Rishayim here, I would like to begin with a seemingly distant, fascinating halacha in Yerideya. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Ilchus Avelis, Siman Shinai and Dalet Siftes, this is his loshen, Yesh Misha Oimer, Bitumim Shemes Echad Mehem Toich Lamed Yom. If, let's say, a woman gives birth to twins, and one of them passes away in the first 30 days, v'hasheni chai, and the second one lives, umeis achar lamed yoyim, and the second one dies after 30 days, ein misablon alav, you do not mourn over him. In other words, there's no din avelis on this child because he's a nafel. Now there's a little bit of a controversy how to understand this din of the Mechaber, which is primarily sourced in the Hagoyis Ashri, in the name of the Arzarua, in the end of Mayit Katan, as the Darki Maisha quotes it, Rabbi Kivega refers to it here in Argois. There's a major machlokes in the Paiskim, what exactly is the Mechaber saying? Yesh Misha Omer, that if one has twins, and one dies in the middle of 30 days, and the other one dies after 30 days, Ein Misavna Lov, you do not mourn on him. Who is the him that the Mechaber is referring to? On the one hand, it may seem that the second one that dies on the 40th day or whatever, after the 30 days, also ain't mesablon alav, and the explanation for that would be, because since the first one was a nafel, and twins, the Gemara tells us in Yevamos Tzadikches and other places, come from one tipa, from one source, and if A was a nafel, B is probably also a nafel who just happened to outlive the 30-day period. And therefore you should not be misavel not only on A, but you should not be misavel on B as well. Or do we say that no? The Mechaber means to say the exact opposite. That don't say that since twin number two lived 40 days, he obviously did not die because of nafel, rather he was a healthy baby and died for other reasons. And that should show us that baby A was also a healthy baby who died because of other reasons. Rather, ain't misavel no love on the Rishon. The Levush, the Aterazov, as well as the Maram Lublin and Tshuva Siman Samach Zayin, assume the din of the Mechaber to mean that you don't even mourn on the second baby who lived after the 30-day period. However, the Bach, the Shach, the Taz, and again in the Nekudas HaKesef, are vehemently denying that possibility, that of course you mourn on the second one, why he lived 40 days, and apparently he was healthy. Otherwise, it's a discussion on its own, whether a baby passes away early is a nafel or not. And they all say that, of course, Ein Misavna Lov is going on the first baby, but the second baby, definitely you mourn on. So again, in short, twins were born. One of them died during the 30 days, while the second one outlived the 30-day period, and then it was Nifter. The consensus of most of the accepted Paiskim is that the Mechaber is saying that Ein Misavna Lov on the first baby, even though the second baby lived past 30 days, the first baby, you are not Misavna Lov. In a beautiful example of Divrei Torah Aniyim b'makom echad v'ashirim b'makom acher, like the Yerushalmi says in Rosh Hashanah, the Vilna Goyin, as well as the Rebbe Kiva Eger here, say that the source for this halacha is from our Gemara in Nozir Yud Gimel Amar Aleph. So again, Rav Abba asked Rav Huna, if someone says, Hareini Nozir l'chishayil ben, and his wife was mapel a baby, and then she had another baby, what's the halacha? And the Gemara says it's totally in the din of Safek Naziris. Because we're not sure if the Naziris was chal when the first baby was hupal, when the first navel came out. Tosis explains to the Ramask of the Apila that v'yolda pirish me'oiseh heroyen atzmoi v'lad kayoma. The tipa in a chlekes l'shtayim. Taisus clearly says this svara, that since when the lady has a baby that's a nephil, and then later has another baby that's healthy, so since the second baby is healthy, it's a raya that the first baby was healthy as well. So when the guy said, Hareini nazir l'chashiyeh li ben, I would like to be a nazir when I have a son, the first birth was already enough of a reason to become a nazir. Because although the baby passed away, he was a nephil, however, the fact that his twin lived healthily and was kol l'chadashav is a raya that the first baby is also healthy, and hence when he was mafresh a carbon after the first birth slash nafel, it is a good hakdasha, it is a good naziris, because the later baby that was healthy shows that his twin was also really a good birth as well. So what's the shaila? It should be a vada naziris. The shaila is, Taisus continues in the wide lines here, the shema mixes atipa niklata miyad, or mixes atipa ashniya loy niklata harachid gimel yamim. In other words, even though the twins come from one tipa, still it's possible that one was healthy and one was not healthy, and it's not a raya from A to B. Lamaisa, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says teku. So basically, Taisus is explaining that this is the Gemara suffix. Whether or not the babies show from one to the other. Do we say that it's tipa achas, and therefore if one was healthy, the other one is healthy, and vice versa? Or do we say that no, it's possible that the tipa split, and one had a full-term pregnancy and was a healthy baby, and the other one wasn't? The question, however, is, the way Rabbi Kivager and the Vilna Gaon are saying that this is the source of the Gemara, so even though it's a boy delay, it's over here, but why don't we say, Sufik avelis lahakil, and you do not mourn? So even though the Mechaber does say, Ein Mesabna Lov, I was wondering, what's with the Yesh Misha Oimer Ein Mesabna Lov? The Mechaber begins, Yesh Misha Oimer Ein Mesabna Lov. L'chaira, if it's a regular suffix, whether baby B can show you proof about the health and status of baby A, then l'chaira, the halacha should be, halacha kedivrei HaMekel v'Avil. And therefore, you should not be Mesabel Misafik. So, interestingly enough, there is a little bit of a question here. The whole shaila about whether baby A and baby B can be proof one to the other is of course based primarily on the fact that it's tipa achas nechlecha l'shtayim. Now, can a woman become meuberes with a new baby while she's already pregnant with a baby? Of course, you would ask us, we would say definitely not, that never happens. But we find in the Gemara that there's a sugya of Einisha Mesaberes v'Chayzeres Mesaberes. Even though we know that Shalash Nashim Meshamshes B'moich, and Eishim Uberes should definitely be careful not to become Uberes, and it would sound like there is a chash that she could become Uberes. So there's a Machlokes Rishonim. Rashi holds that she could possibly become Uberes, and it'll be Tasa Ubrasandal Rahman Al-Tzlan. We don't want Eishim to become Uberes with a Nefel. So according to Rashi, it is possible for a Nisha Muberes to become Muberes with a Nefel. And if that's, in other words, a baby that won't make it. And if that's the case, so when a baby is born together with a twin, not necessarily should one be a proof on the other, because maybe she became Muberes with a Nefel in the middle, and they're not twins from Tipa Achas. So according to Rashi, this whole Raya is up in smoke. In fact, we'll need a new pshat in the Gemara. To the extent that I saw the Mari Asad wants to say that the Mefarish here in Nazir, which he calls Rashi, says a different pshat in this Gemara than Taisus does, and he says it's Rashi Lashitase. Because according to Rashi, you can never prove from one twin to the other twin, because maybe it was a later twin who became a Nefel. And not necessarily are they one bunch of one package of twins. Taisus, however, Lashitase holds, like Rabbeinu Tam, that any Shechayzeres Umisaberes means not at all. Not even a nafel. Once you're Muberes, you're done. You cannot become Chayzer Mesaberes. So he wants to say that it's Rashi and Taisus Lashitasayu. A little bit of a problem with that is that we know Rabbi Kiva Eger says in the beginning of Nazir here, on Daf Beis, B'Shem Dechida, that the Mefarish Nazir is not Rashi. So that's a little bit iffy, whether or not you can say that Rashi is going Lashitasayu. But the concept is definitely a very good point. In fact, the Tshuvas Maram Mintz in Siman Tzadik Hei discusses this question about Avelis, and he says that if you have a case of twins and one died in the middle of the 30 days and the other one outlived the 30 days, he speaks about whether or not you shall be Mesabel, or maybe you say that no, it's a Shmur Rechaika by the time you make the decision. In other words, he's introducing a new reason why not to do the Avelis on the first baby. But then he says that it's Tully and Rashi and Taisus. If you hold that Isha can be Chayzer, Mesaber, and Nefel, then obviously you have no proof from twin A to twin B or vice versa. But if you hold that an Isha can't be Chayzer, Mesaber at all, like Rabbeinu Tam does, then it must be that they're Tipa Achas. However, That is actually questionable in a different sense. Why is he saying that like Rabbeinu Tam, it's for sure Tifa Achas, and you can deduce from A to B? Why don't we see over here clearly in our Tosfos that even if it's from Tifa Achas, there's still a possibility that one was Niklat right away, and one was Niklat 2 days later? So I saw the Marit Al-Ghazi in Bukharis in the beginning of the 8th Perek elaborates a little bit on this topic, and he points out this point on the Maram Mintz, that our Gemara seems like that even if they're from one pregnancy, the two twins, still not necessarily could you derive the status of baby A from baby B. All in all, there's definitely clear grounds to say that whether or not baby A could prove to baby B is telling the Machlekes Rashi and Taisis if it's possible for an Isha Muveres to be Chayzer Mesaber with an Eifel. And therefore, you wouldn't have any definitive proof from our Gemara. Another reason why, even though this seems pretty clear, you would still say it's only a Yesh Misha Oimer, is because after all, in our Gemara itself, we see that we're saying the main question is based on the Shita of Safik Naziris Lahakel, which is a very similar concept to Safik Avelis Lekula. We know that Allah Gidivri Amekel Ba'avil and so on. And nevertheless, the Gemara says, Teku, Lechaira, if Safik Naziris Lahakel, and you have a suffix, and the halacha should be lekula. So the Gemara itself is not so terrible, but la halacha that remains as well. And hu adin, it shall be a suffix. However, both of these things are very nice pilpul, that there are two things to be toila or suffix in. But at the end of the day, why is it only a yesh mishaymer? After all, wherever you go, there are two tzadim, and the halacha should be that suffix is lekula. So why do we say halacha kizir v'yamekel? There's much more to discuss about this, and now is not the time to elaborate that much more, but just another couple of points here. First of all, there's a big question here, what's the whole shaila of Nefil? Why don't we say, Rav Noshim is Vlad Ma'alya Yolden. Rav Noshim give birth to full-term pregnancies and to healthy babies. And that should be, first and foremost, a dictator that the babies were healthy, and it was a fluke. So if it's Teich Lamed Yom, it's Teich Lamed Yom, but you definitely have a Rav, let's say, on the other one, if there's a question. So the Chassam Sofer wants to say that we're talking about a scenario here where the baby died. If the baby was born dead, in other words, as opposed to dying later on, then you don't have the regular raya. That's the Chassam Sofer in Tshuvah. Helik Beis Evan Ezer, Simen Kuf Samachalov. Another method I saw in the above-mentioned Tshuvah Maria Asad, Simen Shim Memches, he says the whole idea of Rav Nosh and Vlad Ma'alya Yoldan is only by regular pregnancies. By twins, you don't have that. That's a big chiddush. Another interesting shiloh or two here about this is Pidgin Aben. Would we have the same discussion about Pidgin Aben or not? If let's say a baby has twins, and the first baby obviously is the Bechor, and he died after 20 days. Now the reason why a Bechor that dies after 20 days, you don't have to do Pidgin Aben until he gets past the 30 day, is because you want to make sure that he's not an Eifel. An Eifel is not Chayv and Pidgin Aben. However, if his twin is healthy, maybe that should be a riot. So the Shita Mekubetzis here also mentions the shiloh Gabi Pidgin Aben, and the shiloh Gabi Avelis I should mention. And the Marit al-Ghazi asks, I don't know what you want, even if the first baby was an Eifel, the second baby is definitely not going to be Chayiv and Bechariah. What does he want that we should discuss Pidgin Aben? But I think the pshat is, the way I was saying, and the way I think the Maria Asad also speaks out, his question is, Lagabi, the first baby. Maybe the second baby should be a Rai that the first baby is Chayiv and Pidgin Aben, because it's a Rai that he wasn't a regular Eifel. Still another shaila that's negated to this sugya, which we can't go into now, is Lagabi Behemoth. Do you have the same thing by Behemoth or not? If a Behemoth has two babies, could one of them prove to us that the other one wasn't a navel? Lagabi Karvin and so on and so forth.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.